Hey, Ned, do you like hot sauce?
I like hot sauce, but not half as much as the boys at home, man. Those guys put hot sauce on everything.
See, I'm not in favor of that, although I would never tell anybody what they should put on their food. I like hot sauce, but there's only some things that I like. And you put it on everything, everything tastes like hot sauce. What kind do they like?
We have so much hot sauce in our house. They love it all. You know, Mac loves Tabasco. He loves Crystal hot sauce. We have that. Nate likes Frank's, which we use for our Zing Wings. Tapatio, he puts on a lot of stuff. I like the Korean paste, the gochujang, that comes in a big tub. It's red. Do you use that stuff?
That red paste. No, I don't use it.
Yeah,
I want to get some. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's sweet and hot. And I use it for everything. In fact, I do it when I'm making some kind of marinade. I'll just throw a little bit of that in. Yeah. But I made some, speaking of sake last time, I added some sake and some fish sauce to the gochujang and soaked some pork shoulder in that and grilled it up the other night. It was absolutely delicious.
Well, that sounds really nice. What have I got in the way of hot stuff? Not all that much. You know, I've got a bottle of Sriracha, which is almost a cult now in this country, but I have to confess that, I don't really use it very often, and I guess it's because I don't really like it all that much. I don't dislike it, but I never feel the need for any. My favorite U.S. sauce is definitely Crystal hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's what was on the tables in the greasy spoons I frequented down in Louisiana and Mississippi when I lived down there. And,
well, you know, Mac has been traveling in Louisiana and Mississippi a lot, and he keeps bringing back this stuff for Nate called, he's got this Slap Yo Mama hot sauce. Yeah. And he recently found, I love this, he came back with some dried version of it, some chili powder. There's Slap Yo Mama and Punch Yo Daddy.
Yeah. The cutesier the name, the less likely I am to want to have anything to do with it. And it seems like there's this whole thing now, you know, it's hot sauce, all these, you know, nuclear hot sauces, and it's kind of one-upsmanship, and flavor seems to be lost, and it's just turned into this big macho kind of thing about how hot can you take it. I like hot stuff, and I like to put hot sauce on certain things, but I'm not interested in proving my manhood with it or anything.
Well, I know you're a tough guy, Stein, but I feel like hot sauce runs the gamut. It goes beyond that whole, you know, bottles of fiery Slap Ya Mama into things, as I said, like the Chinese chili oil or the Sriracha, which I might suggest for you to add some to a little bit of hoisin sauce next time you're cooking.
Well, that just bumps
up the hoisin. You got the sweet, you got the hot. And I always also keep a jar, and I've even bought it in cans, of harissa around.
Oh, you know, I always have meant to actually make up a batch of that stuff and never have gotten around to doing that. It's not necessarily Moroccan, it's just North African.
There's a local company, Mustafa's, that I love their brand. I use that quite a bit. You can get that in specialty stores and better supermarkets around the area.
Is it a powder, a paste, a liquid?
No, it's a paste. It's a paste.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll look for that, and I'm more inclined to try and make my own because that's more fun. But, you know, just sitting here talking about this, my head is starting to sweat, and that actually happens when I'm walking through the supermarket past the hot sauces.
Do you get, like, your mouth get all watery and stuff, too, like the pickle aisle?
Yeah, exactly. I should be a great hypnosis subject. Anybody probably could make me bark like a dog inside of 3 seconds. Okay, all you intrepid eaters, tell us about your favorite hot stuff at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Hot Stuff Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.